Bu'ala behema. If he lives with an animal, habu'ala behema, ben kedaka, ben shloi kedaka, he's chayiv. Who's chayiv? The behema. We kill the behema. Rashi says, mikru raveya, he's called the raveya. Or mili mitkatan, saying each case separately. But here we see only a cotton that's 9 years old, that's called a bia, and therefore the animal is chayiv. But mashpah, according to Shmuel, it should have been, once he's 3 years old, it should have been the animal is chayiv. Now, bi'isha, ha-meviya sabahema leho. Let's say a lady that brings an animal into her, bein kedarko, bein shalei kedarko chayiv. Whether she brings the animal in the normal way, or on the back, in both ways she's chayiv misa. That's what it says.
What age? Doesn't say any age. The isha should have to be at least a bar.
Oh, again, no, well, it depends. To mechayev the isha misa should have to be 12 years old. She has to be gedola.
Yeah.
But to mechayev the behema will be chayev misa as long as she's 3 years old. As long as she's 3 years old, so it's called the bia, then we kill the animal. But according by Kotten, it says the lashon of 9 years old. Now, Doresh Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda. The isha, by a lady, shnei mishkoves. You chayiv each way, Rashi, the isha shnei mishkoves, kidesiv bo mishkovei isha. So mashmi, when he comes to the lady, kedarka, the normal way, when he comes to the back, both ways you chayiv misa. Over behema, mashenke, when you go into an animal, mishkavechot. He learns when a zohar goes into an animal, you only chayiv misa when you go into the animal's normal way where it has tashmish. If you go in the wrong hole where it doesn't have tashmas there, then you put it from Isa. Only by an Isha you chayiv both ways. But by an animal, that's from Chizda Svara, that there you put it if you go in the wrong way. Wow. Rashi says, a behema mishkavechad, to lake siv bay mishkave, it doesn't say mishkave by a behema. Olinyan revia kama, somebody going into the animal. Right. Because the Isha and the vast of behema, so an Isha lets an animal come into her, then pshita she's chayiv, ben kedaka, ben shlo kedaka. But they were talking about when a man goes into the animal, he's only chayiv if he goes in the normal way and not shlo kedaka. That's what Dorosh Rav Nachman. Maskil Rav Papa, Papa asked the question, is this true? Abirab, I would say just the opposite. Isha, Isha, the orchehi, amishkav mechayiv, amidoy machrin aloy mechayiv. An Isha, that's a normal thing to have tashmish with an Isha. So now, if she brings an animal into her, I would have thought to say maybe she's only chayiv the normal way. Mashenke in the back, there should be potter. Mashenke by a behema. If a zocher of a man goes into a behema, the lav orchi, bechlal, it's not a derech to have tashmish with a behema. So I would have thought to say, lechayiv alo akol nekev nekev. What's the difference where you go into the animal? Any way a man puts his zaver into an animal, any hole he puts it into, I would have thought to say, you'd be chayiv. Rashi says, behema, the lavu, love you leher, bias, shneim shavim. It's not a derech bechlal for a man to go into a behema. So yet I would have thought to say, any way you go into an animal, you should be chayiv. So he would say just the opposite. Another one says, Tanya, we learned to like ketavayu. We learned not like neither of them. Not like Rav Nachman wanted to say, and not like Rav Papa wanted to say. We learned Zohar ben Tisha Shonim v'yoymechot. You have a boy, 9 years old, Habu ala behema, that he lives, goes into an animal. Ben kedaka, where he goes into the animal, the normal hole. Ben shaloi kedaka, where he goes in a different hole. Or else v'yoyisha, a lady. Hamevi yaseh behema leo, that she brings an animal upon her. Ben kedaka, whether she brings the animal in a regular place. Ben shaloi kedaka, not a normal place. Chayiv. You learn this price, it says in all cases the chayiv misa. The animal is chayiv in both cases, and the isha is chayiv in both cases. And the kid, it depends. If he's a cotton, he's potter from misa. The animal is chayiv misa. If he's a godel, a bar mitzvah, then he's also chayiv. But that's this price, it doesn't make a difference. We hold this for mishkeve isha, just like by an isha you chayiv both ways, who would then by a behem also, no matter which way you go into an animal, you chayiv misa. No, then we kill the animal also. Omalei Ravina le Rava. Ravina asked the question to Rava. Hama'ora bizocha maho. If one man goes into a second man, and he only does hara, hama'ora. That's what I think is the Gemara Yevamis. How far you put your raver inside. Rashi says, shlagom abiyosai. You did not put your raver altogether, all the way in. Zikalaman diyama there, zun neshika saver ala nekev. just means if a man puts his aver on the hole of the next man, that should be called haro. Or then by Nisha. If you just put your aver by the beginning of the hole there, that's called haro, it's called a bia. For chayv ikrisus yichayv. No, it's a little bit more. The crown, like we make the milah on the round, the crown around the tip of your aver, the crown there, all that has to go inside the isha, or else here the behemoth, that's called haro. But once you make that much, for at least by bias of ervis, when you live with an isha, that you chayiv with haro. Just bringing the aver, either just touching the place there, or going in half an inch. Now the question is, by mishkevei zocher, if one man lives with another man, and he does not put his aver all the way in, just the tip goes in, is he chayiv misa or not? Now, says it's hamar b'zocher, yes, me a question, hamar b'zocher, mishkevei isha ksivdei. It says clearly by mishkav zocher, it says right away, mishkevei isha. It means any way you chayiv with an isha, you chayiv with the zocher also. So therefore, since by isha yichayiv with his haro, just putting your aver, either touching it or going to drop in, just the ataro, who are doing by mishkevei zocher, it also be chayiv. Elo, my question is like this: hamora bebehema mahu? There's an isha mishkav with the behema. What about if the man just puts his aver, just touches the outside of the hole by the behema, or else he just puts it in the drop? Would he be chayiv misra or not? Omle, he said like this: emenu inyan laharo tiyachsiv gabe achais aviv. In the parasha, not to live with your aunt, with your father's sister, or else v'yachos imoy, your mother's sister, it says extra there the words harobo, that yichay for just haro, just coming in a drop. So le'tzricha, really there by your aunt, we will not need it. So iskish la'ro denida, because we learn out all the aroyis from an isha nida, and there it says clearly harobo, that yichay just for the touching of your eva, touching her there, yichay. So your aunt would be the same halacha. When the Torah says the extra word harobo by your aunt, it's extra. So if we don't need it by your aunt, to know in you la harod behema, interesting, we'll put it by an animal. But if a man goes into an animal, he's chayv also just with the haro alone, even without a gemar via. Rashi says, "Imenu inyan lahach haro dechsev gabechais imo vechais ovid dechsevu ki es sheiro hero." Mashma haro yichayiv by your aunt. And main when you lagufay the isa behekish nidas the nida klal sharoyis kaprishis a kol sharoyis that the aunt is like any other erva. So therefore it's extra. So we'll put it by a behema. Moses says michti. Let's see. Does that make sense to put a hekish from your aunt to an animal? Michti behema mechayiv misas bezdin. If you live with an animal, the Mishnah says yichayiv skila. It's a Mrs. Bezdin. Bezdin kills you. Mrs. Bezdin, he. If so, normally the ksiv l'haro dido gabi chai the krisis. How come you can learn out an animal from your aunt? Your aunt, the only chayiv krisis, does not chiv misa b'dayodam by your aunt. If so, lichteve gabi chai the Mrs. Bezdin. Like if the Torah wants to teach us this someplace, that living with an animal, you also chayiv just for the haschola, for the beginning of bringing your aver, either just touching the hole or going in just the ataro. So let it say this chiddush by chayiv and Mrs. Bezdin someplace. For ligma chayiv and Mrs. Bezdin, chayiv and Mrs. Bezdin, it would have made more sense that the chiddush should have been someplace by an aver that you chayiv misa for, and then it makes more sense to learn out an animal from that misa. But now you're learning out from an ant. It's not so poshid, because an ant is not chayiv misa b'dayodam. Smur says true, but ha yevikule kro lejuashahu diyasa. Since this whole pasuk by your aunt is extra, k'mayt the whole pasuk there is extra, and we dash in all the words in the pasuk. So therefore, ksivunami milsa didasha. Therefore, we make another milsa we dash in over there. Rashi says, "I did the kule kro the aroyis achos imcha vechos avicha ki yasheru haro lejuashah sevivomis." The one you want, Berak Abba Yevimtoi, to Aksiv B'chol Chav B'chav Yafinashi. It says each one separately. The Pashas Aroyis, B'Yachri Mois, for all the Aksiv B'Kadoshim Tiyu. It repeats itself a second time in Kadoshim. So the whole Pasuk is extra. But since the whole Pasuk is extra, it's not a Kasha, that's a Seidu HaTorah. So when you say an extra Pasuk for Drosha, you can stick in another Drosha there also, even though it's not exactly from the same Inyan. That even though by your aunt, the Sonya Chayiv Krisis, who learning out of Behema, that's a Chayiv Mises B'dayodim. Now the Gemara says, but, now, don't laugh, Boi Minei Rav Ach Devor Barami, Merav Sheshis, Hamora Bi'atz Moimau. What's going to be if a man puts his own neighbor inside himself. A person makes a roar with himself. Would he be chayiv or not? Hamara mau. This is so long that it should go inside you that you can't do. Mashenk and haro, just to touch it there, maybe you could put your raver in the back, you could touch there. Omalei, so he answered back to him, kibastem, you're getting me angry. Rashi said, Satani, you're getting me angry. Sheshaltemi dove, she asked me a question, it's not possible. You can't make haro with yourself, how is that possible? Omalei, Rashi said, no. Makti Berlov, what's the big question over here? Bekushi la mishkachas la truth. The man comes bekushi, his neighbor becomes hard, so it goes like straight up. Pshita, you can't push it down, you can't go into yourself. That's pshita. But ki mishkachas, so when do I mean to ask the question? The mishamish meis. If the aver is not hard, the aver is normal. And I don't know, a guy could have a long aver. His aver is very, very long. Ramon Nachim Gemara is like that. Some person have very, very long avers. The aver is not hard. It's normal. It's possible the guy could have a long aver, and it'll go around the back, and he could stick it in there or drop, at least to make her roll. So that's the shayla. Would he be chayiv or not? And what's the shayla? Leman diyoma mishamish meis baroyus potter hochi potter. That's the machlokes the Gemara in Yevamos. If you live with a lady that's osa to you, and your aver is dead, it's not pekish, it's not hard. It's called mishamish b'meis. If your aver is just normal, it's not hard, are you chayiv baroyus or not? So if you hold over there that you put by Arroyus. If it says, Dada here also, by Mishka Be'zocher, it's not better than Mishka Be'isha, that you be Potter. But Raman Diyam Achayev, the one that says over there, even though your Aver is mace, it's not hard. So if you put it into the Isha, you'll be Chayev Misa, is Hocho Mechayev Etartei. Here he holds in such a case, you'll be Chayev twice. If a man would put his own Aver inside himself, and he would think you're allowed to do it, he did a B'shegeg, he'll be Chayev Tuchatois. Why? Mechayev ha-sheichev or mechayev ha-nishkaf. He's chayev twice. He's the sheichev. He's doing the action of going in, and he's also doing it himself. He's chayev twice. So if a man could do such a thing like this, he'll be chayev twice. Simply does it b'meizid, he's chayev misa, don't talk about. But if he does it b'sheigeg, in such a case, he'll be chayev two chatois. Boy, my name is Moshe. Here's a question for Moshe like this. Boy, my name is Moshe. Oyvel kechovim ha-bu ala behem mahu. If a guy lives with an animal, do we kill the animal or not? That's the shayla. Avada, the guy, we kill. The shayla, what about the animal? Do we kill the animal or not? Ta'kola v'kiloyin binan, that may be the reason why if a Jew lives with an animal, we have to kill the animal, because there's two things. There's a ta'kola involved, that he caused the Jew to do an avera. So that should have by a guy also. A guy is also a mitzvah. One of the shayla mitzvahs b'noyach is mishka v'zocha. Or mishkava behema, but the kiloyim bina, you also have to have an embarrassment, like the Mishnah says. We do not want the animal to stay alive, because people go through the streets and say, this animal, chayim, live with the animal. That's a terrible embarrassment. But by a goy, there's no embarrassment. They're happy about it. By the goyim, there's nothing. If they live with an animal, there's nothing wrong with it. They're not embarrassed the fact they said they live with an animal. So therefore, the goy lives with an animal, maybe we would not kill the animal. Because v'hocho, by a goy, takolika, true, he caused the goy to do an avera. Therefore, it's the reason to kill the animal. But kloyin leka, there's no kloyin over here. There's not embarrassment by goy. Rashi says the first one, kloyin leka, the dark and bekach. That's the minik by goyim. V'yayim is baish, they're not embarrassed. You the kloyin the day you lechas v'chamon. Second, the Torah doesn't care about what the embarrassment for goy. So that's the shaila. I do, but maybe takol afu pishen kloyin. Maybe no. The chiyuv mis. The reason why we kill an animal, it's enough just at the color alone. The fact the animal is the cause. For a person to do an avera, that's the reason to kill the animal. So that's the shaila.
The question is, was it actually a question?
Yes. Omer Rosh Hashesh says, Tinisu, we learned, Ma Ilonis. Let's look at the klal of Atse Asherah, a tree that they worshipped. Shein Eichlin, you don't eat from it. V'en Shosin, you don't drink from it. V'en Arichin, you smell it. You have no enjoyment from it. Still, Omer, Tera says, Hashkes, cut it down. Sorif, burn it. V'kola, destroy it. By Atzi Asherom, Rashi says, "Yedichsi b'utis tisrefun beish is hoyelu b'ol yodim takola yoda." Since a person has an avera through the Atzi Asherom, you worshipped it. Yichayiv misa, because you went over the Zohar, we break down the tree. So hamasoes averoi midarki chayim midarki misa alachas kama v'kama. Hear that this animal caused the person also to go from darki chayim to darki misa. L'chutz asor, we should kill the animal. That the animal caused a person to do a chet. For the Gemara, is that true? Elam yativ so oved kechovim ha mishtachav elam behemtoi. What's it?
Yeah. We're talking something like this. Listen. Elamiyat oy bikichovim. Hamishtach velabehemtoy. If a guy worships his animal, he bows down to his animal, is tisasor. It should become osabano or mikdalo. We should have to kill the animal also, because the animal caused him to worship avodah zara. And Allah is not like that. Rashi says, "Alu chavim mishtachu lebehemtoy diika takolo shunera gayoda." We kill the guy. Is the animal supposed to become osa? And it's not that way. Well, someone said, like, even if a Jew worships an animal, the only thing is the animal is also for korban, but we do not kill the animal. So Mar says, me can media do anything till he is chral or yosser. If a guy would worship the animal has not become osa b'hano. Rashi says, behemtoy, bishtachav osa, the kaimalon, balechayim mei nesorin, mipnei avos chavim. Midim yitzra krol lemesa neva the korban gavoya. If a Jew worships an animal, the animal is only possible for korban. That's all. But lehedi it's muta. So madach, if a Jew worships the animal still muta bano is lo bikachav masa to a guy should become masa. So since we see the Torah said for a Jew it's muta, that's a sore for a guy also it's muta. So Moshe says, "Nechnami, Yisrael gufal isasur." So it's a question by a Jew also. When a Jew worships the behemah, his own behemah, we should have to kill this behemah, since the behemah was the cause for him to be able to avoid the zara. The behemah was at the kolah. Midi dihevi arivia. Just like when he goes into another animal, when he has revia, when he lives with an animal, we kill the animal. So if the Jew worships the animal, so the animal is what's causing him to die, to the chayv misa, we should do the avera, we should kill the animal. So Rabbi says, so one terrorist would be is that you have to have a cloyne, you have to have embarrassment. That's what Rabbi says. Rabbi, zeh cloyne meruba, vizeh cloyne muet. I'll tell you, if you live with the animal, that's a terrible bizoyin. That's a terrible embarrassment. So therefore, you have to have a cloyne also. It's not enough just to do an aveira with the animal, but only if you live with the animal, that's a terrible embarrassment. That's what the Torah says to kill the animal. Whereas if the Jew only worships it, it's not the biggest embarrassment. You didn't do something like an embarrassment. Therefore, only for the tekola, we do not kill it. So it could be by a guy also. We would not kill it because there's no kolayin. For the Gemara, by Rei Ilonis, no, I bring a proof not like that. By Rei Ilonis, by trees. Again, by Atzi Asheru, we worship the tree. The Yain Kolayin Meruba, there also. It's not such a big embarrassment. You didn't do anything so disgusting. You did an Avera. And still, the Torah says, Hashchev destroyed that tree, so also of burn of the coal, destroy it. So Mar says, the Balachayim Karminen, the Chas Rachmon Olayo. There's a new svar by Balachayim. Here the Torah says not to kill an animal, because the Torah has Rachmon, it's like Chayis, we want animals around. So therefore, when do we kill an animal? Maybe only when you have two things. When the guy or the Jew, when the Jew lives with the animal, there's two things. There's a takola, you did a chet with the animal, and secondly, there's a big embarrassment. Mashenkin by a guy that there's no big embarrassment, maybe then we would not kill the behemoth. Because by a Baal Chayim, a live thing, Rachmona, Torah has Rachmonas on him, we do not want you to kill him so fast. Only by a tree, we don't care to knock it down to burn it. So according to this, by a goy, you would not have to kill the animal. Yeah. Rav Amma Omra Torah says, Behema Nenes Miaveira Tihorik. The Behema says, no, a Behema that you had enjoyment from it, you have to kill it. Rashi says, Rav Amma Lohokli Afino Nevad. Minirva, how come if you worship, it's not the same thing like if you live with it? Maybe the behemoth did not have enjoyment from it. But we have to talk about a behemoth. Maybe though, then you would be chay. Maybe we would have to kill it. He says another story. No, that when you just worship the animal did not have any enjoyment. So that's why we do not kill the animal. But whereas a guy lives with an animal, since the animal also had enjoyment from it, maybe he has to kill the animal also. For the Marvara Yolonis, I'll bring you proof now, the trees. The Yain Nanamavera, they have no enjoyment from the Avera, the trees. For Yom Torah Hashkes, still Torah says destroy it. Sorrow for Kola. So when you worship a behemoth, you also have to destroy it. Again, as far as now, the Balechayim Kamrinon. The Chas Rachman Olayu. There's a difference between an animal and a tree. A tree, if you worship, you have to destroy it. But Balachayim, the term was chasalei. Only when the animal has enjoyment from the avera, that's when we have to kill the animal. So Torah Shema, coming down the proof. Dov Rach, it says in our Mishnah, that shloi tehei behem averas b'shuk, v'yoy mezui sheniska ploini al yoda. That's what our Mishnah says. It says another reason why by a mishka, by behemah, we kill the behemah. Mashu, because of kolayin. We don't want this animal to be alive, walking through the streets, and everybody will say, this is the animal that Chaim live with. So now, me the Sefer, since the Sefer says, Takol of the Kilayim, the Sefer is clearly both things, that you didn't